Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to 1050 KTBL. This is Go Local Boom, your small business talk show. Go Local Boom is sponsored by Go Local Boom LLC, Albuquerque's only online business directory, where locally owned businesses and local customers can find each other. Visit GoLocalBoom.com. I am your host, Sean Boccaccini, and my partner is Vince Trujillo. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Sean. Happy to be here again. Another great day at Go Local Boom Radio.
Another great day in Albuquerque. We've got a lot of great guests. It's going to be like a fitness hour this morning.
Yeah, we have a great first part of this, right? Fitness, yeah. Health. How does that help us in our local community? That's great.
And it's that time of year. We want to be thinking about our bodies. We want to be out there. It's already too hot for my liking. Our first guest this morning does not have a problem with heat because he's a redhead. Maybe he has a problem with sun. Mikey Schild, founder, operator, Duke City Strength.
Yes. Good morning, guys. How are you?
One of the Go Local Boom favorites. He was one of the first to have a profile on Go Local Boom.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So Duke City Strength, Mikey, tell us about Duke City Strength. Tell us what you do.
Duke City Strength is a local gym for any age, gender, it doesn't matter. Your ability, your height, your weight, your size, doesn't matter. We start everyone out with basics of nutrition and function and form with how to work out and build them up to help them be happy and succeed in their fitness goals.
So anyone, any condition. And I'm going to pretend like I don't know the answers to these questions. No, I'm not going to do that. I work out at this gym. Mikey's my coach. He also hosts a fundraiser for our nonprofit, Paws and Stripes, called the 90 Day Challenge. So Duke City Strength is just a phenomenal resource for the community. So I'll ask you these questions as if I don't know the answer.
Yes.
I'm sure Vince will have some questions as well. So anybody, any age, any walk of life, any physical fitness level.
We usually say the youngest I usually train them is about 10 to 12 years old. If their attention span is there, I enjoy training all ages on up from there. But I mean, I train the USA youth swim team. So that age range is 10 to 15 years old, all the way up to, I think, the oldest member we have is 65 years old.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I know my son was probably about 13 when he started training with you.
Yeah, I mean, we saw huge differences and changes in Brandon. So
wasn't quite ready to make the commitment yet. You know, those of us that are into fitness and nutrition, it's a huge transition, a big change. It's not easy to do.
Right.
But once you work out consistently, you kind of get bit by the bug, and then you can't not work out, right? So what I know about people who want to get healthy, healthier, maybe not in the shape that they would like, they just got to go do it consistently for 2 weeks. Go to the gym more days a week than you don't go to the gym, and suddenly your body starts to like it a little bit.
And that's where I see a lot of times, especially with the 90-day program and our gym memberships, is one, we ask commitment out of each of those programs. And once you get through that 2-3 week window and you stop being sore and the nutrition is really helping, your body really starts to take off. You feel better. You feel stronger. And it's a proven fact that when you work out and your body starts to recover, even right after the workout, and you have that release of endorphins, it feels good.
Yeah.
And you feel wonderful after a workout, no matter how tired you are.
Now explain something to me. So you're a little bit different than other gyms. I mean, when I think of gym, and I'm someone who's been on both ends of the spectrum the last 3 or 4 years, I've done working out consistently, and I've also been lazy and can't get off the couch.
We all do from time to time.
So you actually mix a couple of things. So you're not just a gym, like, let's say, a Defined Fitness or somewhere where I just pay, I go in, I do my thing, I leave. And you're not just strictly a personal trainer. You kind of combine both elements, and then you add in some very interesting things which separates you. You add in nutrition, personal coaching, and you kind of can devise plans, physical fitness plans that are oriented towards that person, correct?
Exactly. Every person that comes in the gym, I train with them one-on-one. I coach them one-on-one. One, so I know that they're doing everything correctly. Two, that they feel comfortable in the gym. They feel comfortable doing all the movements. Because that's where a lot of people either, one, stop coming to the gym or don't even get started in the first place, is they don't have any guidance. They don't have any coaching. And when they have these amenities to them, you know, where I can help them with any questions they may have, it really helps them succeed in all the
A lot of people make the excuse when right. I mean, there's plenty of excuses, right? But a lot of people make the excuse that they're not comfortable, right? It's awkward. I'm embarrassed, and which is absolutely accurate. Sure, mm-hmm. We probably feel that way. But to get the one-on-one time with Mikey, to get them comfortable in the spot with the equipment that they're using and so on, they get that personal attention. And a lot of times the rest of us are there working out in a group and they see what a friendly family dynamic it is. Exactly. We all really support one another. There's a lot of great energy in the gym. It's not a place where meatheads come and throw weight around and make fun of people that aren't in shape. It's an awesome environment.
Well, that's one thing that we really stand by with the Duke City Strength and the Duke City 90-Day Challenges. That's the number one rule. We don't put anyone down. We're there. If they're there, they're there to improve their quality of life through physical fitness, through nutrition, and the camaraderie in both of those groups is unbelievable. And we get compliments on that all the time. And I think that's one reason why we have such a high success rate in both programs.
So explain to me, let's say I'm a brand new person, mm-hmm. and I want to go and because I feel like I need a little bit of that group environment. I feel like I need a little bit more of the personal coaching and training. What does that process look like? I'm a brand new person. I can come over and you actually have a special where I can come in for
a week for free.
Yeah, so explain that. How does that work from beginning? And then I decide to become a member.
So you just come in, I have you fill a little bit of paperwork, waiver and some information about you, your past about physical training and or injuries that you might have before we
medical condition.
Yeah, before we even begin. Then I take you over to the dry erase board and I kind of explain how each day goes. And the class, and that's a good thing about me teaching every single person. I can turn around and give you, 85 to 90% of my attention, because the other 10%, I still have to keep an eye on the rest of the class, but I can give you all my attention, almost all my attention, to really teach you everything that I know, so that one, you train safely, and two, you understand everything that's on the board. So we'll go through the program. I'll show you how to do the warm up so we can really get you into a good stretching routine after that, and then teach you the basics of a lot of strength training after that.
Once again, we're talking to Mikey Shields, owner at Duke City Strength. Mikey, tell people how they can reach you if they're interested in coming to participate.
You can reach out to me through email. It's DukeCityStrength@gmail.com, or even our 90-day program email, which is DukeCityChallenge@gmail.com as
and
well.
On Facebook, of course, you can see some videos of those of us in there going crazy and doing the things that we do.
Always, always.
Good Duke City Strength on Facebook, or Duke City 90-Day Challenge.
Correct.
On Facebook. So we touched a little bit on, did we touch a little bit on nutrition? Did you feel like you got, you covered that enough? Because most people don't realize that the physical activity in the gym is really only about 10%, right? 20%. If 10% is motivation, 10% is the activity. The rest of it is diet. If you are not able to get the right gas in your tank, you're not going to make the road trip.
Well, and that's what sets, the small gym atmosphere different from a bigger gym. One, you're just not a member number. Two, everyone knows you by name. And three is we really care about your success. So, I mean, the next step that Vince was talking about is after we get you signed up, we sit down and we talk about nutrition, see what your current calorie intake is, your current diet intake, your current water intake.
Your physical activity, what you're doing normally.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people don't understand. That's 85% of your success, whether you're trying to maintain, whether you have a goal for trying to lose weight for a wedding, or you got a contest you're getting ready for, or a race that you're coming up for, nutrition is such a huge factor on how you perform. And we'd like to see everyone, practice a healthy lifestyle.
Right. I ask people all the time because, I've been pretty fit in my past at times, and then I've been very unfit, like I was saying. And I ask people, well, how do I get rid of that midsection? How do I get rid of that midsection? Everyone in the know always says diet. Yeah. Diet. Well, it's just diet.
Well, there's a funny online meme that says, abs aren't made in the gym. They're made in the kitchen. And that is 100% fact.
And we never want to hear that. I'm like, is that stair steppers? Is it some sit-ups? What gets that?
Everyone knows the truth, but it always hurts to hear it.
What can I do at home while I'm watching TV? Don't eat junk food. And then you'll have the six
stretcher on TV, and that's going to get it done.
Yeah, right. Or the fat burner. That's right. One that always makes me laugh is the fat burner. I don't need fat burner. I started the challenge. challenge the first time to do it with my son. He was having some you know, self-esteem issues, some body identity issues. And so I said, all right, well, let's do this. This is a fitness challenge, 90-day challenge, friends and family, mothers and daughters, you know, husbands and wives, about 100 people every few months come together and do this 90-day challenge to support one another. And so he and I joined, and I learned the hard way that you don't need a fat burner. I didn't change my diet. I didn't change anything. I just started doing this 90-day challenge, working out three times a week. And it's a very energetic, it's a very dynamic and exciting workout. And we're all there doing, you know, different activities for about an hour a few times a week. I lost 20 pounds. I can't afford to lose 20 pounds. And so I had to work with Mikey to write me a nutrition plan. So now I can put some of that weight back on, because I don't want to be walking around in a healthy way, right? And so it was, the meals were structured in a very different way than I was used to eating. It was more food than I was used to eating, but it did the trick. I'm now back up. I put back that 20 pounds and I'm gaining. You know, I'm now at 178 pounds and I'm fit. I look leaner than I ever did, you know?
Leaner and healthier too.
Tell us about that 90-day challenge. When does that start?
The next 90-day challenge kicks off August 6th, and we have workouts for an hour every Monday and Wednesday in the evening at 6 p.m. at Duke City Strength, and then 9 a.m. is a destination workout where we set up a large-scale obstacle kind of course and exercise for them on the weekends. It's a 90-day program, so it runs 3 months, and we do a lot of the same thing we do at Duke City Strength. Build them a program, help them with nutrition, and help them with their weight loss or weight gaining goal. And then, like Sean said earlier, it's a beneficiary program to help out Paws and Stripes. So that's a big plus for us in our world.
From the beginning, since they started, they've chosen a nonprofit beneficiary to raise money. They have a silent auction and a celebration dinner afterward. We'll have Mikey come back in here again to talk about it before the challenge kicks off. Mikey, tell us and our listeners one more time how they can find you if they want to participate.
Facebook at Duke City Strength or Duke City 90 Day Challenge. Also, the emails are DukeCityStrength@gmail.com and DukeCityChallenge@gmail.com.
Or just come and find us. We're over there off of Manal in Washington, where the old billiards used to be.
Yep, 4405 Towner, right across the street from Blake's Lotteburger.
Blake's Lotteburger, another local business.
Yes.
Mike, it's been great to have you on. You guys stick around. After the break, we're going to tell you about how the show American Ninja Warrior has a local connection here. Our next guest coming up is going to talk about that. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to Go Local Boom. I promised you guys that we were going to tell you, while listening to 1050 KTBL, we were going to tell you what the show American Ninja Warrior has to do with a local connection here. And so our next guest, Josh, tell us your last name.
My last name is Kronberg, K-R-O-N-B-E-R-G.
Josh Kronberg is the owner and head coach at Ninja Core. Ninja Core is a new obstacle course gym here in Albuquerque, located off of Comanche and I-25, right by the UPS building, right?
That's exactly where the National Restaurant Supply building is.
Yeah, National Restaurant Supply. It's easy to find online. They've got a Facebook presence. They've got a website. They've got all of that good stuff. Josh, tell us what you do. Tell us about the gym.
So we're still in construction phase. We are almost ready to open our doors. Just brand new facility, all kinds of amazing new obstacles nobody's really even seen yet.
So is it just because I know somebody that I've already gotten to work out there?
Yeah,
is that what's going on?
Yeah, you get to do a little bit of testing.
The peek behind the curtain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was good to have you there. It was kind of cool.
Oh, it was fun. It's great.
Yeah, you did awesome.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
sure,
it.
Sure.
So you said still under construction?
Still under construction.
How far along are you?
Gosh, I mean, we're really about 2 to 3 weeks away from opening our doors. So just a few little touch-ups.
And something I really want to focus on is your youth program. That's the thing that excites me. Well, I mean, not the most about going there, because of course I'm going to be going there and I have a lot of fun, right? But it's something that sets you apart. There are other ninja gyms in town, right?
Right.
And it kind of sets you apart from them and what they do. Tell us about the children's program.
So we are just going to be more family friendly and make sure that the obstacles are going to be more accessible to children, because when Ninja Parks, when we originally built that one, it was for adults, and then the kids gravitated towards it and just loved it. So this is just going to be more family friendly. I am going to build later a very advanced side just for
People who are looking at training.
Right.
Adults, people that are looking at training, maybe they want to compete in exactly. American Ninja Warrior.
Now, for those of us who don't really know about the park or haven't had a behind-the-scenes
or have no clue what American Ninja Warrior is, yeah.
What is Ninja Warrior? What's Ninja Corps? What is this about? What is this the obstacle park thing?
So Ninja Warrior is a television show based off of the Japanese Ninja Warrior, which is called Sasuke. They've done 34 seasons already.
Wow.
And American Ninja Warrior is on its eighth season, so you can catch that on
I used to watch it when I was younger on G4 TV.
I think a lot of people have seen these people doing these crazy things and jumping and climbing and ropes and all these obstacles. What's the purpose of it? So this Japanese show, and then the Americans wanted to get involved, right?
Right. Well, the Japanese show, it's pretty much the world's hardest obstacle course, and then they would send their top 10 best Americans to Japan. And then so they decided to just start building these courses every year in the U.S. I got to compete on season 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then I
had no idea that you competed. That wasn't the secret that I was going to tell our listeners. You competed on the show multiple times.
Yeah, I did Venice Beach twice, season 2 and 3. Did Dallas season 4, Denver season 5, and Dallas again season 6. And
how far did you get?
So my first season, I did terrible.
Tell me what terrible is. Did you make it past the quintuple steps?
I almost fell on the quintuple steps. Then there was a rope swing. Took me 3 tries to get across and barely made it. And then on the balance obstacle, the bridge of blades, I fell. And I was
like a third of the way, a quarter of the way, half of the way? What's your first try?
Yeah, the bridge of blades, I'd say, is a third of the way.
Third of the way, yeah.
So you're done there, huh?
Done. And so I was just intimidated by the course. I'd never seen anything so big and watching all these amazing athletes just fall left and right. So what I did is I kind of copied what the Japanese guys were doing, and I built all this stuff in my backyard. And I had 17 obstacles in my backyard. And I just was training just relentlessly. And
how many friends trained with you in the backyard?
I got people come over.
Yeah.
It was cool. But then the next season, I went back to Venice Beach and I crushed it.
And you crushed it.
Yeah,
good job, man.
I got up the warp wall. And
you made it to the end.
I made it to the end. But then that season, they were only taking the top 30. I was number 30. There was still about 20 people left to go. And 2 people beat my time.
Went faster
actually,
than
like,
you did.
5 people beat my time.
They still only take the top 30 now.
Yes and no. And so now it's pretty cool. As long as you get up the warp wall, then you can move to the city finals. But then they're only going to take the top 15.
Got it.
So the warp wall is that just that long wall you have to run up at the very end of it. So after doing all of this crazy stuff that you're climbing, it's a lot of it's climbing, a lot of it's rope swinging, a lot of it's agility. A lot of it's timing.
All of it's cardio. Yeah.
All of it's cardio. Yep. It's really crazy to watch it. In the very end, you got to climb up this wall, which is, what, 20 feet?
It's 14 foot. This year, they made it 14 and a half feet.
14 and a half feet. You got to just straight run up it. And if you get over that, then you can hit your button, right? And then you ended that segment.
Right. That's a qualifying right there.
So for those of you just coming on and listening, we are with Josh. He's the owner of Ninja Corps Gym. We're talking about the game show, the competitive game show, American Ninja Warrior. It's an obstacle course show on national television. And now we've got a couple of local gyms here that are obstacle course training in that style. But not only if you want to compete on the show, if you just want to have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, fitness is trending right now. It's very popular. People are becoming more and more aware of their body and how to make their body move. And there's kettlebell gyms, and there's aerobic gyms, and there's TRX, and there's CrossFit, and there's every other kind of, you know, fitness that has come before that you can imagine. So, you know, there are a lot of different fitness niches. Well, this one is for people that want to run around and jump and flip and swing and do a lot of upper body stuff and have fun. You know, I go to my gym a couple of days a week, and now I'm going to start going to the Ninja Corps gym a few days a week because I went out there last week and it's a 1-hour workout. And I felt it like I haven't felt a workout in quite some time. And I mean, I'm no slouch when it comes to the gym. We do, you know, CrossFit style circuit training. It's a little few notches down from CrossFit, right? Not that extreme. I don't bleed when I exercise, right? But this man, my body just felt it in a very different way.
Well,
my lungs.
Functional training and movement's a big trend now, right? So it's not just, hey, we go to the gym, we do some curls and some weights. Tell us why this is so addicting now. So it's functional movement, and people like you go and do it once or twice, and you're addicted.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're really just having a great time and not even really realizing that you're working out because you just want to past that challenge. You're
that
like,
obstacle.
Yeah, you're like, I have to figure this thing out. And as you're doing that and learning it, you're getting your workout in. So I haven't lifted weights in 8 years because I've been training since then. And I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. I mean,
you look like you're in shape, brother.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. And so you work out every day.
Pretty much. Yeah, I'll hit it really hard 3 days a week. And then the rest of the 4 days, yeah, I'll just play around and still get a little workout in. So.
And your wife as well, right?
Yep.
Is she one of the trainers at the gym also?
She definitely, yeah. We have our parkour certification. There's three of us over there that are parkour certified. And she helps us coach some classes. And she'll do my class if I'm off doing something else.
Building something or painting something.
Right.
Or, yeah, it's a Go Local Boom. Some of our favorite guests are the reason that we do this show, right, is to showcase and highlight locals who are those crazy entrepreneurs that would rather work 70 hours a week for themselves than 40 hours a week for someone else. And you guys absolutely are that. You're right now, you're architects, you're construction workers, you've got some hydraulics we're talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Some air pressure and some of the obstacles. Their other trainer, Chris, he's the reason that I found out about the gym. A friend of mine is his client, and she invited me to go work out with them, and I'm in love with it. But these guys are literally building this whole place, these obstacles by hand from scratch, right out of your brain, right?
Right. Yeah. My designs. I mean, I'll utilize what exists from Ninja Warrior, but then I'll also come up with things that have never been done, and I'm just building them. Just me and Chris.
So who is this for? So you know, I'm a person who's never really done an obstacle course. I've seen it. I've gone. I have a buddy who likes to mess around with that a little bit, and does those like Spartan races and those kind of things. So the average person is going to be able to go. The advanced person is going to be able to go. And then you said children too. When we show up, what do we do? I mean, it sounds intimidating to me, but I'd like to check it out. You said you have trainers, you have classes. How does this work?
So, yeah, the best way would be to just look at the class schedule and either call in and try and get a spot. Right now, that's the best thing to do. And like I said, we can't do it for another 2 or 3 weeks. But the way we're going to hold classes, you'll just have to try and schedule one and come in and get a one-on-one or come into a group class.
And the way a group class works is we all come in and, you know, right at 6 o'clock, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we warm up. So one of the coaches or a group of coaches will give us some instruction on what types of stretches to do, what types of, you know, jumping jacks, crunches, a few different stretches to limber up. And all as a group, we sit there in a circle and stretch and warm up. And then it starts the circuit training, right? And so for the next 30, 45 minutes or so, it's a circuit where there's 6 or 8 different exercises, you know, upper body, lower body, you know.
All on these obstacles.
Yeah, some of them are swinging. Some of them are just like climbing up a rope or pulling rope. Some of them are monkey bar styles, Olympic style rings, kettlebells, balance balls, medicine balls, tire flips. There's so many different exercises. It's a lot of fun, right?
And so a group will run through this.
Exactly. So I'll do one station at this and work on this movement. And as soon as that 1 minute is up, then I for a minute at a time or so, then go on to the next one. And somebody's coming right behind me, and we just rotate all the way around the gym, going through all of these different exercises for a little while. And then at the end, tell us about the end.
So I like to set up a challenge round. So basically I'll set up a little mini obstacle course utilizing more or less all the obstacles you were just on, but sometimes I'll throw a few new ones in. And it could take between 25 to 50 seconds to sprint this course, but we all race each other.
So, I beat you last week.
I think I beat you, but it was close.
I beat you last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 seconds?
It wasn't much. It wasn't much. I also beat the guy, the other dude that hit
me. Did you beat Chris?
In Ninja Warrior as well. I don't think I beat Chris. No, Jason. Chris beat me, right. But Kelso or the dude with the long hair, what's his name?
So, gosh, no, Jason was the only other guy there that was on Ninja Warrior with me.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun though, but I was pretty excited about the fact that and I didn't do that well because I had never run an obstacle course before, so everything that I was doing, I felt like I could have done better, but I'm still getting used to it.
We're going
to
get another ninja guy.
Yeah, because I think you clocked out at 32 seconds.
I can't remember, maybe. Maybe I did.
I see he's got a competitive streak now, and we're going to compete. And that's part of the fun of working out in a group too, right?
Yeah.
Is that you get to challenge one another, and it's not in an aggressive way. It's in a very supportive way. You're
exactly.
Competing against yourself more than anything.
Yeah.
But you've got a bunch of other people there to do it with you, to cheer you on.
Yeah, we all cheer each other on. And sometimes, like if I get beat, then I'm like, man, I got to do this.
Do it again.
Do it again and try and, you know.
Yeah, but it is. It's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about how cool Go Local Boom is in regards to local businesses and how this is a perfect fit, right? So Go Local Boom is Albuquerque's only online business directory where customers and businesses, they can either go to look for one another, right? If a customer is looking to do business with a local because they care about the sustainability. If I spend a dollar with you, 70% of my dollar is going to stay here. But if I go to one of these other big box gyms, right, that are national chains like Planet Fitness, right, then 70% of my dollar is going to leave the state. So it's important for us to let people know, you know, how beneficial it is for the community. So you're a perfect fit because that's definitely something people are going to search for online. And if they go to Go Local Boom first, then the app is geolocated. They pop it open and they say, I'm looking for a local gym. And boom, NinjaCore is going to pop up. It's a profile of your business, description of your services, contact information, links to your website, and all of that good stuff. So anybody that's listening that wants to connect with NinjaCore Gym, they can go check it out on the Go Local Boom app, or they can find you on social media online. Tell us again one more time how they can connect with you.
So you can go to Facebook and like our page and see when we're going to announce our opening and then do our grand opening competition that will be coming up.
So that's NinjaCore on Facebook.
Right. And it's one word with capital N, capital C. So
NinjaCore on Facebook. You got a website up.
Our website, it's ninjacoregym.com.
.com. And what's the phone number if they want to call you?
Oh gosh. Let me look real quick. I don't dial it. It is 505-389-2029.
NinjaCore Gym here in Albuquerque, right off of Comanche and I-25. We want you guys to go and check them out. Support a good local business. Josh Kronberg, thank you so much for helping out our community and building this business. We look forward to getting over there to work out.
Right on. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to 1050 KTBL. This is Go Local Boom. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I'm really excited about our third guest. This is the epitome of local startup business, right? Somebody gets the idea of something they want to do, something that they're good at, and something that they can do for themselves. That's what I would want to do, right?
Absolutely.
I've never considered myself to be a good employee. I feel like I've got a great work ethic, and I am employed right now. I do have a boss. However, my boss is such a great leader that she does a good job of allowing each of us to do what we do really well, right? So, my good man, tell us your name and your title.
My name is Ivan Nix. I'm the owner of Crispy Clean Mobile Car Wash.
Crispy Clean Mobile. It feels so good to say owner, right? I am the owner of this business. How long you been in business, Ivan?
Oh, man, we're coming up on a year, June 15th.
Oh, that's the best time, right?
Congratulations.
The most exciting and the most stressful time.
That first year, man, it's heck to get over that hill, but you know what I'm saying? Just to still be here and to still be growing is definitely
a blessing. Right. And so you do it full time?
Yes, sir.
It's the only thing you do.
That's all I do.
And all in. Entrepreneur, all in.
This is how you pay the bills.
Yes.
I love that.
All right. Tell our listeners what you do, how they can get a hold of you if they want you to do it for them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I do is I make car washing convenient for my customer. I come to them. Basically, I save them time, save them money on doing a great detail. What we do is we bring our own water, we bring our own electricity, so there's nothing that the customer has to do except for give us a call at 505-804-2222 to get a schedule an appointment. You can also go on a crispycleanmobilecarwash.com.
And that's crispy with the C, not a K.
Thank you for clarifying that.
That was a good play on words, I say. Vince, when he introduced himself this morning, Ivan introduced himself and said, man, I think I've heard of you guys. Do you have vehicles with logos? And Ivan said, well, not yet. I said, man, it's the play on words. You think
Krispy Kreme?
You have heard Krispy Kreme before. Krispy Clean is pretty close. So it's
that's
Krispy,
pretty good.
Krispy yeah. Kreme with the C. Genius. I'm an advertising guy.
Did you plan it that way?
Excuse me?
Did you plan it that way?
Yeah, I didn't really think about how familiar the Krispy Kreme was.
It just sounded good.
Yeah, when I heard it, me and my cousin were just playing around, and she was like, Crispin, and I was like, Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, that's great. Are you from Albuquerque?
Yes, sir, born and raised.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to elementary, what do you mean, like high school?
High school.
High school, I went to Albuquerque Academy, and I went to Cibola, and I went to Albuquerque High.
Oh, you're an Academy graduate.
I didn't graduate. No, I actually got my GED.
I've got my GED as well. My daughter is a prep alumni.
Nice.
So she went to Sandia Prep, and her boyfriend was at Academy.
Yeah. It's a great school.
What year did you graduate?
It would have been 04.
04. Yeah. We've got some great schools in our community.
Yeah, we do.
Producing entrepreneurs that like to do auto detailing. So tell us about your service. Say, I've got a vehicle, and why would I give you a call to help me service my vehicle? What do you guys do on the inside of a vehicle?
Well, I mean, a lot of time what I used to do is go to the car washes and get a car wash from them, and I would be really disappointed with the result.
You're right. The quality is not great, whether it's a tunnel or, you know, like one of the guys that does the full service, right? There's always, if you don't walk around your car and point out the little spots and little fine details on the interior and on the exterior, I'm always disappointed. I'm a terrible customer. That's probably what makes me a good business owner.
You know, for me personally, I got to say, it's hit or miss. I do enjoy going to some of the local places and getting a decent car wash. And
you've got your one that you know is going to do it.
Do a good job. I'm not meticulous. I know there's some people who are meticulous about their vehicles. I just need mine to look decent and smell decent. You know,
I'm not
relatively clean.
I'm not meticulous about my vehicle. Unless I'm paying someone else to clean it, and then suddenly I'm very detail oriented. So tell us what a clean looks like.
Yeah, definitely. Another thing that I was realizing is that people, if they wanted to get a really good detail, that they were having to pay an egregious amount of money. Like it was just over $150 just to get a detail that I could do for, you know, 50 to 70.
Oh wow! So that's one of the things that sets you apart from your competitors.
Definitely.
Much more conservative pricing.
Conservative pricing
and better quality.
Better quality. I feel like value is what we're coming to do. We want to give you the best value, but we also want to understand that people work hard for their money, and they don't want to spend overly what they need to get a good job. So it's kind of like the old school type thing. Like you are definitely getting great service and a great price from someone that wants to do a good job for you.
Well, that ain't old school no more if you're doing it now. Yeah, that's actually a little new school, right? Because a lot of people in Albuquerque have the opinion of service vendors especially. And man, these guys don't show up on time. They don't do a good job when they're here. What's the deal? You know, I just moved here from another state, and you would never find this in the other state. And so those of us that are from here but do a really good job are really able to set ourselves apart from the competition. So I've got a price list here, and the basic wash for mobile car wash is $25. You will come to my house and give me a outside, including tires, wipe down the inside, vacuum everything out. Man, that's for me, that's value. It's going to as much time as it saves me to go and do all of that myself. That's worth $25.
Definitely. And I mean, on top of that, you're getting a hand wash. It's not going through a machine. People that are caring about the quality of the job they're doing.
Well, it could mess up your paint job, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's going through a machine.
Yeah. If the water's too high, it could scratch it. Or if you have something that's wrong with your window or anything like that.
Crack it.
Yeah, it can crack it, get inside of it. But I mean, basically, I just wanted to make sure that it's convenient as well. Not only that the price points are good, that you don't have to waste your time doing it, that you don't have to be in the hot sun if you like to wash your own car,
mm-hmm.
and that you're still going to get a professional job.
And, you know, we're actually here in Albuquerque, and actually all of New Mexico. A lot of New Mexico people don't realize this, but we love our vehicles here. I mean, we have some traditional vehicles, you know, where you have your lowriders and your car clubs and all different types of people who love their vehicles here. The muscle cars are a big thing now, too, here. So this is an ideal for those people who are looking for that hand wash.
Actually,
custom detail job at very reasonable prices. They can you go to their house, but you can also go to their place of business. And this is something that I think a lot of people are looking for. We have busy people.
While I'm at work, I can get my car washed.
Families, you know, we have family people who are busy on weekends. And now you can just come during their, you know, at their place of employment. Can you not? Is there any restrictions to that?
No, I have actually a couple businesses that I actually frequent once a month. And do all their employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. You know, that's a genius idea for marketing, Vince, that you just came up with organically, right? If you were to try to grow your business by specifically reaching out to car clubs, businesses that have large fleets, individuals that, you know, they've got a car show this weekend, but they, a lot of times, they'll line up and practice, you know, motorcycle clubs go on runs, and a lot of times they line up and get ready. So you could have everybody in one place the day before a show. And do a day's worth of work. You should reach out to some of those folks.
That's awesome. I mean, being efficient is definitely going to help the bottom line, definitely. But,
well, there's a whole group of people that, you know, they're all in a car show. They want their cars to look good.
Yes, sir.
Right. And so commercial aspect is a thing, too, we didn't even talk about. So
fleets. Fleet maintenance.
Yeah, fleet maintenance. And this is kind of, give us a little background about one of the reasons why you thought about getting into what you're doing now was actually a place where you worked.
Yes, sir. I worked at Tricor. It's a local lab over here at I used to be a lab tech, and they have a fleet of vehicles that I would wonder who washes them all the time, and they would be taking them to whatever place that they would take them, and I just thought it was a good idea to, if someone could bring that to them, help save water, because we do live in the desert. We use very little water compared to any other
car wash,
standard car wash.
Yeah.
Tell us the comparison.
I have a system where I can control the water that comes out, and 1.25 gallons per minute is what comes out. So I use about 2 to 4 gallons per wash
compared to
about 20.
Wow.
On a really efficient car wash.
That is definitely a selling point for people here. New Mexicans understand sustainability and conservation. We're in the desert. Mm-hmm. So for you to be able to use a fourth of the water for a car wash than one of the tunnel locations would use is phenomenal. That's enough. That's a good enough selling point for me right there. So is Tricor one of your clients now?
Not yet. We're still working on that.
Trying to get that account. That.
Yeah, we're working on the fleece.
Well, it has to be a good cost trade-off for them, right? Because they take the vehicle somewhere. Mm-hmm. So they have to pay somebody to drive them, mm-hmm. pay somebody to pick them up.
Gas.
The gas it takes, the gas and the labor and the time it takes to take them over there. And then, you know, they pay per vehicle mm-hmm. to have them cleaned each individually. Yeah, I'm sure that you could create a great value proposition for them and others as well. Do you have any other fleet programs?
I have a roofing company. We just started with them, and on weekends we do their fleet. They have about 6 trucks so far. So
sweet.
Yeah, I mean, we're moving up. We're crawling to a walk.
How many people on your team?
It's just me and my employee right now, but you know, I'm just waiting for it to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
I figure I'll have.
Well, there's plenty of people out there looking for work. So
yeah, and I'm looking to employ good people. So.
So are you looking to hire?
Once we get to that fleet part where every single day of the week is mm-hmm. filled up, yeah, we're still, like I said, crawling to a walk. But you know, saying right now we're definitely looking to expand.
For those of you just coming on, we're talking to Ivan. He's the owner and founder at Crispy Clean Mobile Car Wash. Their business is picking up. They've been in business for about a year, and right now him and his one employee stay busy full-time. They will come to your business, your home, to the park where you're playing with your kids, wherever you need them to come and mobilely wash and detail your vehicle. That's a pretty great service. Tell us again how people can reach you.
Oh, once again, we have the phone number, 505-804-2222. Facebook, I didn't say that earlier. If you type in Crispy Clean Mobile Car Wash in Facebook, you'll be able to see reviews from a lot of the people that have washed their car. You can also go to crispycleanmobilecarwash.com, and you can actually set up an appointment through the website, so you don't even have to call anyone.
I just had another idea. We should partner with Krispy Kreme so that for every car wash, you can bring some folks some donuts.
I went there and I told them, I was like, if you guys want to partner up,
what'd they say?
I will change my C's to a K.
Yeah.
But they haven't gotten back to me yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Krispy Kreme has a pretty cool donation program for charities, actually. So if they if you're doing a charity event or there's a charity component to your business, mm-hmm. they'll donate you or sell you donuts at a discount so that you can raise money for a charity. So you might you might be able to raise money for a good cause and distribute donuts while doing car washes at the same time.
I've never heard
time.
Of a better win-win.
Yeah, that is a triple win, absolutely. So what else do you have coming up? Are you excited about the summer? People pay more attention to what their cars look like while it's brighter outside.
Definitely.
Is it slow right now because it's raining and a little stormy?
When it's raining, it's slow the day when it rains, but after that, you know, it picks mm-hmm. right back up.
So. Everybody always says if you want it to rain in Albuquerque, just wash your car. Yeah, yeah.
It happens every time for me for
so,
some reason.
So do you have a rain check policy?
Not right now, but we're definitely thinking about implementing things like that.
It's probably not as easy to have a rain check
when you're mobile.
When you're mobile and you're hand washing a vehicle,
and I mean,
as opposed to throwing it through a machine. Yeah,
definitely. And most people are kind of conscious of the weather when they're scheduling their appointments, so it's definitely something that the customers look after too. But that's a good idea. I'll definitely think about that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as easy as the other guys, but man,
it'll be a lot easier when he has like 10 employees and they're all doing it for him.
Yeah. He might be able to designate the truck.
I took my wife's car through the car wash this weekend, and as I was driving out of the tunnel, drops hit the windshield. Like, oh man. I drove back around. What's your rain check policy? She said, we don't have one. You don't have good customer service either, huh? Anyway, so we're about to wrap the show up. You guys want to hang around and listen to us talk about Go Local Boom, what community resources there are out there for you, what's going on this weekend. Vince and I will round out the show with some exciting information about ninja courses.
And mobile car wash.
And mobile car wash. Ivan, thanks so much for coming on the show with us today. We sincerely appreciate your time.
Thank you
for what you're doing for our community. Crispy Clean Car Wash, 804-2222, or find them on Facebook at Crispy Clean Mobile Car Wash. I'm your host, Sean Bacchini. You're listening to 1050 KTBL, and this is Go Local Boom. Welcome back to Go Local Boom. Vince and I are here on our own after we had three great guests this morning. Vince is just chuckling and talking about how excited we get after we have guests in on the show. It's pretty cool, man. I can honestly say every time we do this show, I meet somebody that I have not gone to their business or have not participated in what they do, and I want to.
Absolutely.
So genuinely do. Crispy Clean Mobile Car Wash. That's a great idea. I drive a company vehicle, and there's a car wash up the street from the office and from the house. I mean, it's $5 every time I do it. So typically I'll go when it's time for an oil change and run it through the car wash, run it through the oil change. It's not a big deal. However, my personal vehicle is a different story, you know, and it's interesting the way that works. I don't have any logos on my work vehicle, so I think it would probably be more of an issue to keep that one clean. But you don't drive a company vehicle. Your personal vehicle is your company vehicle.
No, actually, and for me, it's all about convenience. You know, I'm usually self-employed like a lot of our guests are. I mess around half my day, and the other half of the day I'm working very hard, like a lot of entrepreneurs. You know, we're always, you know, any time of the day or night, we might be working or doing something else. And for me, it's convenience. Washing cars and haircuts.
Yeah.
Haircuts, I cut my own hair because I just don't have the time.
I was telling you the other day, you do a great job of cutting your own hair. It looks like you go to a barber. I don't know how you pull that off.
It's just training because I have to get my hair cut every 2 weeks. So car wash is one of those I'm lax on until it gets so bad that I got to go. But with a mobile car wash, that's a great idea. There's others locally here doing that. Crispy Clean, I love his background, the idea. And he's just somebody who said he was sitting in an office one day looking outside into his parking lot and said, I'm going to do something different. Yep. And here's a good idea.
We've got a fleet of vehicles. I wonder who cleans them. It doesn't make sense for them to drive and get them done. I could do them all at once in the parking lot. And his business was born. And, you know, the thing about that is you can go buy a pair of clippers at the store,
right,
and cut your own hair, right? You probably don't have all of the equipment, the materials, mm-hmm, the water conservation capability, and the things that you need to make your car sparkle and shine the way that Crispy Clean would.
Right.
Just like I don't have all of the knowledge and information about nutrition, the equipment, and the experience that Mikey Shields at Duke City Strength does. And so that's the reason why I go to him for training. And
right,
a bunch of us do. I'm not the only one. I'm one of there's dozens of clients that go to the weekly group classes. But then again, the Duke City 90-Day Fitness Challenge is a 90-day challenge where hundreds of people go, and they all work out together to support one another, to motivate one another, and to achieve their goals. And I have seen some substantial success stories.
I love that model of the gym. Having been someone who does CrossFit, I had done CrossFit. I see the benefit of the group environment. I see the benefit of having a trainer there who tells, mm-hmm, you how to use equipment. And then the customization of the model is something that I really like about Duke City Strength. You know, they customize your nutrition and workout to your needs.
To your needs, exactly. And all the group classes, I would not work out as well, as consistently, as hard if I wasn't in a group first, because I have some people there that expect me to be there that I'm accountable to, right? And we all set goals. We're going to go train in a Spartan race, or we're going to go train in an obstacle course race, right? But secondly, I'm very competitive. And so if there are other people in the gym, I'm going to work harder than them. If I'm in the gym by myself, I probably work 50% as hard.
Exactly. And, you know, you always can give yourself an out. But when I used to do the group training with the CrossFit, wow, that was something. You know, you start off, you don't want to be the lowest guy on the pole. Then you start moving up and getting more competitive. And then pretty soon you're trying to compete for the top of the class.
Yep.
Or had that time, especially when they would put up actually on the boards the top times from the entire day.
We do the same thing.
Then you see some guy in an earlier class or a girl. We had some really fit women in the class.
Went faster than you.
Faster than you, stronger than you in some way.
Yep. Yeah, and it's funny. For me, I was never really interested in working out before I got into that dynamic, and now it's something that I want to do all the time. I used to have, you know, somebody told me when I first started working out, pick the guy that is as strong as you want to be and see if you can keep up with him or see if you can catch up with him. And there was always a guy that was stronger and faster than me. I'm that guy now. There's one guy in the gym, and I'm, you know, faster at him on all the things that you can be fat. He's stronger than me at all the things that you could be stronger at, right? I'm not trying to be a huge muscle-bound guy, so I just let him win. I'm not going to deadlift 360 pounds.
Maybe he's like, I'm never going to be a little skinny fast guy,
right?
So I'm just going to let Sean win the fast.
Right, and he's never going to do – and so we pretty much agree. We're still very supportive of one another, but I don't try to bench press 300 pounds and deadlift 420 pounds.
Some people you're never going
to
be able to outlift. You know?
Yeah, my body just couldn't handle it. But I really appreciate the fact that I'm able to say that now. I can make it all the way through a workout. And in our gym, most of the warm-ups exhaust people before the workout. And that's what happened to me when I went over to Ninja Core gym the other night. Obstacle course training gym, group dynamic, same style as Duke City Strength. Man, it was so much fun in there. I ran around, and I did not think I was working out as hard as I do at my gym, and I was wasted at the end.
Oh, you know, anyone who's ever done just a little bit of these like little rock walls they might have at the fair or at some place.
I've never done any of that.
And you do any of that just for just a few minutes. First of all, you'll notice how difficult it is.
Mm-hmm.
Second and third, later on, you're going to realize your body actually responds to that kind of stuff in a different way than when you're just at a gym lifting some weights. And that's why Ninja Core is a distinctly different model. And I love all of our guests today. I loved hearing about these different perspectives on business and fitness today.
And how they all started their own business. Entrepreneurism is not as rare as one would think. We meet at least two people every week in here on this show that got the idea they wanted to work for themselves and just went and did it because it's something that they love.
That's what we support. That's why we're here at Go Local.
And that's what we're doing with Go Local Boom, exactly. So to our listeners, thank you for supporting us. Tell your friends about us. If they own a business, we want them in here to tell us why they own a business, what they do, and how we can get people to support their business and use their services. And we got to thank Cumulus once again for supporting us at Go Local Boom so that we can do what we love to do, because it's a great dynamic and a great partnership. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Go Local Boom is sponsored by Go Local Boom LLC, Albuquerque's only online business directory where locally owned businesses and customers can go to find one another. Please visit GoLocalBoom.com, and we will see you next week.